Now, I can imagine that right now, it's dark out down on the Bowery near the Sunshine Hotel, and there's a man in a rumpled suit carrying a very old camera under his arm. His name is Julius Knipple. He is the real estate photographer. He's searching for some food, maybe for a flashbulb, and a sort of ecstatic inspiration. Julius Knipple. He is the real estate photographer.
Ladies and gentlemen, let us stop for a moment in our mad flight and return once again to the city. Here in a low-rent office building on the edge of the cheap merchandise district, Julius Knipple, the real estate photographer, suffers on a daily basis the exquisite pleasures of urban decay. Pleasures bought at the expense of countless others who came before him. But we're not here to buy, we're just looking.
At a quarter past 11, the eating and conversation comes to an end. The remaining diners lower their gaze in contemplation of last things.
Piece of brisket, lost in the shadow of a dessert plate.
A group of undesirable French fries stained with ketchup.
Unutterable verities, hopeless estimations, and sad facts are made manifest in the details of a dirty table.
A wedge of sour tomato reflected in a pool of coleslaw dressing.
The 10,000th variation upon an arrangement known since childhood.
A glass of tea, wobbling on the link knot of a special Frankfurter.
Waiter! Waiter!
Here you are.
I'll get the check.
No. Put in a tip and we're even.
Waiter.
Thank you and good evening.
The check is paid, a tip calculated, and the busboy slipped a $10 bill.
Here's something for you.
Thanks, sir.
But please, wait at least until we've gone a few blocks out of earshot before you clear the table.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere. I'll take time.
Thank you.
As though these revelations of the evening could be wiped away in a moment by a young man working for the minimum wage.
Ready? Let's go. Don't forget your scarf.
I got it. Let's go.
Goodbye, Mr. Knipple. Thanks very much.
That was The Remains of Dinner, starring Jerry Stiller, Joey Faye, Eddie Lawrence, Bob Fass, and other voices who I can't remember at this very moment. And Ben Catcher, the brilliant cartoonist, is the voice of the narrator. Music by Henry Sapoznik and Pete Sokolow. We did about 16 of those that aired on Weekend Edition Saturday, Scott Simon Show, until we were unceremoniously
canceled. You were booted off the air, basically. I think it was because people through much of America just couldn't quite pick up on the sensibility. Yeah.
We did an episode called The Director of the Alimentary Canal, which seemed to offend a lot of listeners, but I'm proud of it.
But all of you out there who were puzzled by the Julius Knipple series, I want to invite you the next time you're in New York to come down to Lower Manhattan, to the area around Chambers Street, actually not far from where this building is. Just walk around. If you just walk around and look at the scenery, I think that the entire Julius Knipple world will become clearer to you.